USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. David Pecker once ran the National Enquirer and is accused of funneling payments through former President Trump's lawyer to kill a story about an alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels. This was just before the 2016 election that Trump won. Prosecutors say money was buried in illegal accounting practices and is the heart of the criminal case against Trump. Trump's defense team says there was no such scheme and that the porn actress is only grandstanding. Trump himself claims the trial is an effort to subvert his political campaign by tying him up in court all the time. USA's John Schaefer with more.
After the second day of testimony, former President Trump is challenging the legitimacy of his trial.
The case is a sham. It shouldn't even be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted.
Trump alleges that the trial is orchestrated by President Biden to hinder him from campaigning.
A new report out of the State Department is blaming Israeli leaders and its military for creating a humanitarian crisis in the wake of the October 7th Hamas terror attack. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says they're looking into things.
Rights abuses, you name it, we have processes within the department that are looking at incidents that have been raised.
Israel has stated it intends to complete its mission of rooting out and destroying Hamas. Congress just approved billions more in foreign aid spending for Israel as well, including weapons support. In the midst of tense protests, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was scheduled to speak at Columbia University Wednesday, the university telling students to go with hybrid remote learning for the remainder of the semester. Demonstrations have also been ongoing at the campus of NYU. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather is forecasted to impact the Plains and Midwest beginning Thursday. Regions from northwest Texas to the western and central areas of Oklahoma and Kansas will face the risk of wind damage and large hail. A man is arrested and charged now, accused in the ambush shooting of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy this week. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna made the announcement Tuesday, naming the suspect, Raymundo Duran.
Based on statements obtained from Raymundo Duran, witness statements, and the firearm recovered, our detectives strongly believe that Raymundo Duran is the suspect.
43-year-old motorcycle officer Samuel Aispuro was shot while he waited at a stoplight. He's expected to be okay. Disgraced Republican former Congressman George Santos is suspending his latest bid for Congress. The disgraced former congressman tweeted that he's suspending his bid to represent New York's 1st Congressional District because if he runs, he says, he'll split the Republican ticket and hand the election over to the Democratic candidate.
3, 2, 1.
SpaceX launching a Falcon 9 rocket that carried 23 Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday night. SpaceX says the mission marks the 9th flight for this Falcon 9 first stage booster. The satellites will live in low Earth orbit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.